welcome to today's episode of How to Raise Baby Chicks. My name is Mayette Van Eider, and I am here with you for the next 16 weeks showing you how to raise baby chicks from day olds until their layers. I'm the founder of the website Pampered Chicken Mama, and we also have a line of chicken feeds and herbal treats which have inspired this series. So today what I'm going to show you is the different types of bedding available for baby chicks. There are a few different options and there's pros and cons to each, so I thought that this would be a really good topic to cover since I tend to get a lot of questions about it. So as I mentioned in a previous video, we actually just use Tupperware bins like this for our chick brooders. You can get fancy and build some. We just use these because it's fast and it's simple and they're really easy to clean. So different options for bedding include things like shavings. You know, that's from Tractor Supply. They're cheap and they are easy to find and they're easy to clean and keep everything clean with. Now, when you're using these, you have some options. You can get the big flake kind like this, where they literally just have big flakes in them. There's also small flake shavings and sawdust. When it comes to little baby chicks, this is the kind I use, which is why we have it on the farm. These big flake ones. The reason I use these is because it's really hard for the chicks to actually swallow this. You'll see them try and eat it. They're not going to be successful in 99.9% of cases because obviously it's just too big. The smaller flake shavings, and particularly the sawdust, there's a chance that they could eat that. And the problem with that, obviously, is that they're eating something that's not food, so it's taking up space in their digestive system where actual food could be, right? And that's a problem. Or it can cause choking, it can cause obstructions and that kind of thing. So when it comes to shavings, pine shavings are what I use, these big flake shavings. Something else to steer clear from are those cedar shavings. You see those like for pet rabbits and stuff. Those you don't want to use because they give off fumes that can harm the chicks. So stick with pine and you cannot go wrong. Now, something else that's pretty popular to use is newspaper and towels, and or towels, right? These are both okay, and I'll use them in a pinch. The problem with both of them is, particularly with newspaper, it's not very absorbent, and it has the newsprint on it. So the newsprint, you know, we don't know really exactly what's in these newsprint inks, right? And it's gonna get on your chick's feet, it's gonna get on their beaks, it's gonna get on their feathers and all that sort of stuff, right? So it's really not the best thing to use. It's also not very absorbent. So for example, if they spill their water, you know, you're gonna have a mess. And the last thing that you want is for baby chicks to get wet, because once they get wet, they get cold. And then once they get cold, they stop eating. And you know, you can kind of figure it out from there. So I actually kind of steer away from the newspaper. I've used towels before and they're okay again. The problem with towels is you have them pooping on a towel. Again, it's not very absorbent in terms of getting rid of the poop. It can smell a lot more than shavings can because there's really nothing to mask the smell. So I kind of tend to steer away from those unless I'm like really in a pinch. I don't have any shavings and I just need to put something down. I have used those, but they're just not my favorite. Now, sand is another bedding that's become kind of like more popular in the past few years. Sand is okay. Again, it's not my favorite for a few different reasons. One, the particles are pretty small, so the chicks are going to try and eat it. You don't really know what's on it, right? There's obviously going to be bacteria on it or whatever. That's less of an issue for me, but it's still something that kind of turns me off on it. The other problem with sand, and people who use sand will just deny this, I don't know why, but it doesn't absorb very well, right? So if you ever, like, we live in Missouri, where the ground, we live near the Mississippi River, where the ground is basically sand anyways. It smells in the rain, right? Animals poop on it, it smells. So a lot of people like sand because it's easy to clean. It's a little bit like kitty litter, but it doesn't absorb the smell very well, and it gets mushy, and it's just not my favorite thing. So if you use sand, go for it. If you are devoted to sand, whatever. But personally, I don't use it, and to the people who follow me, I don't really recommend it for baby chicks for that reason. Now, the last type of bedding that we'll talk about is hay and straw. These are okay, and I've actually used these in the past. Hay is not quite as good as straw. Straw tends to be more absorbent, and it is easier to get. It's a little more sterile than hay. hay could have bugs in it. It could have seeds from who knows what that could poison your chicks in it. But hay is a pretty good substitute for shavings when you can't get shavings. Straw is another good option. They're not my go-to, again, because they're not super absorbent and they don't really mask the smell. So with shavings, you can clean the brooder every day or every other day. With straw, I found you have to kind of clean it like two or three times a day to keep the scent down. Especially as your chicks get older and they start eating more and their poops start to get stinkier, it can just kind of turn into a gross mess. It's also a little bit harder to clean, and you have to kind of like clean in between the strands. So the chicks will poop in between the strands of straw and it get onto the brooder, and then you got to clean all that out. So that's another reason why I just prefer shavings. So I hope you've enjoyed this video. If you have, please leave me a comment below. If you have any questions about raising chicks, you can also leave a comment below. You can also go ahead and subscribe to our channel by clicking the button and hitting the bell to be notified of new videos. Thanks for watching, and I will be back tomorrow with more tips about raising baby chicks.